presents Julian Bentley and the News, a program written in the WBBM newsroom. Our next news at 9, this program came to you from our WBBM studios.
Checker Taxi. Yes, your radio dispatch checker will reach your door promptly. Checker Taxi. Call Monroe 63700.
This is WBBM Chicago. And coming to you tonight at 8:15, direct from his easy chair, you'll hear another musical session with Bing Crosby. There'll be some vocal favorites sung the easy way tonight on WBBM at 8:15. The time now, 7 o'clock.
The FBI in peace and war. The FBI in peace and war is brought to you by refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Cullen's copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Accidental Death.
Okay, now what?
Put it in low. Go over the edge by itself.
What about him? You think
I... No. Right down, I'll take care of him. Don't worry about that.
Okay, here goes.
Yeah, better pull the wheels a little bit this way.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Like that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, that's all right. All right, go ahead.
Boy, what a mess.
Yeah. Now, look, there's a can of gasoline in the back of the car. Get down there, pour it all over the wreck and set a match to it.
Gasoline? What's the matter? Going over the edges in a knot?
No. Sam said gasoline. Car went off the road and down the gully, caught fire and burned. That's the way Sam wants it. Look, go on. Don't waste any more time. We got to get out of here.
Dave Miller, a small-time politician who hung around racetracks, was scheduled to be a witness in a state probe into the link between politics and gambling. Two nights before Miller's appearance, he apparently lost control of his car while driving home from a roadhouse, crashed through a guardrail, and was killed. The Governor's Commission, not satisfied with the local police report, requested our bureau to come into the case.
So that's what you're up against. Gambling, political corruption, $10 million a year of hush money.
Where did this man Miller fit in, Mr. Powell?
Well, Miller was a go-between. He carried the money from the boys out at the track to the boys up on Capitol Avenue.
And you think Miller was ready to talk to your commission, so they got rid of him?
Oh, not exactly. I think Miller was trying to hold the gamblers up for a little more money to make certain he wouldn't talk. They decided not to take a chance on him.
You have no proof?
Well, no. Miller might have been drinking, just as the police say he was.
How did the police know he'd been drinking?
Witnesses at the roadhouse. That's what made me think the whole setup was a little too perfect. Everybody was so eager to be a witness.
Have you been down to the scene of the wreck?
I was there yesterday. But I'm a lawyer. I haven't got a trained eye, just a suspicious mind.
Can we go out there this morning?
Yes, I asked them not to move the car till you could see it.
They were going to move it from the bottom of the ravine?
Yes, a local junkyard wanted the wreck. It just happens that the junkyard is partly owned by one of the gambling crowd.
That's an interesting angle.
Yes, I know. There are lots of interesting angles to this inquiry. You'll see as we go along. A great many people seem to be getting a cut of this hush money.
Daddy, Sam said to give this to you.
I can't take that kind of money, Phil.
Don't be an idiot, baby. Said you wanted a new coat this season.
Phil, why didn't you tell me what was going to happen to him?
All right, take it easy, Daddy, huh?
You told me they were going to give him a little going over. I wouldn't put that stuff in his drink if I
thought... Look, Daddy, just take the dough and stop all this thinking, will you?
Oh,
well,
Phil.
Sam will be sore if you don't take it.
If I'd known what they were going to do, I never would have fixed up his drink, you told me.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Phil, you didn't have anything to do with it, did you?
Oh, me?
I couldn't take it if you went in for that kind of stuff.
Look, honey, I told you.
I know. You couldn't have done anything like that.
Dave Miller was my friend, Dottie. A good friend.
I know.
I thought just like you did. He was getting out of line. They were just going to give him a little going over.
Phil, why don't we go to the coast like you're always talking about? Why don't we get out of here?
Well, not just yet, Dottie. Just a few G's more and then we'll go, huh?
That's what you always say.
No, I mean it. I mean it this time. Come on now, you gonna take this dough?
Phil.
Look, all you did was put a little powder in the guy's drink. What happened after that wasn't your fault.
All right, I'll take it.
Good. For our stockpile to go west, huh?
I don't kid about it, Phil. It's too important to me.
Okay, baby, I won't. Oh, hello, Annie.
Hi. Hello, Dottie.
Hello, Annie.
Sam wants you over to stables, Dottie. A couple of visiting lawmakers want to see a pretty face.
Annie.
Yeah, go ahead, honey. I'll wait for you.
All right. But I'm supposed to be paid to sing in this place, not sit around with a bunch of politicians.
How's she taking it?
Oh, about Dave Millen?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't think they were going to go that far.
They who?
Just they.
You know something, Phil?
What?
I wish I could handle a doll the way you do.
Well, there's nothing to handle, honey.
No?
No, you just tell them what they want to hear, and that's it.
Yeah. I tried that. All they want to hear out of me is money.
But you're not the romantic type.
I guess not. Phil.
Yeah?
You don't think Dottie would ever open her mouth about anything, do you?
No, why?
I mean, if she got a subpoena or something like that.
Look, you just leave Dottie to me.
Okay. But anybody's likely to get a subpoena these days.
Yeah, I know.
Even you and me.
What's the matter? You getting nervous?
No. Of course not.
Don't get nervous, Arnie. That was Dave Miller's trouble. Look where it landed him.
Back to accidental death in just a moment. Friends, one reason it's a good idea to chew Wrigley's spearmint gum every day is that it satisfies you without being rich or filling. You can chew Wrigley's Spearmint after meals, between meals, anytime, and as long as you want. You get your satisfaction from the delicious flavor and the natural, pleasant chewing. Wrigley's Spearmint gum is wholesome and good for you. So make your daily treat Wrigley's Spearmint chewing gum. It's a treat you can trust for healthful daily enjoyment. Always keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint gum handy in your purse or pocket. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Act Two of tonight's story, Accidental Death.
Within an hour of seeing Mr. Powell at the State Crime Commission, Special Agent Reynolds and I were at the scene of the wreck. Before examining what was left of the car, we walked along the road trying to reconstruct the accident.
No skid marks. He certainly didn't try to stop.
Let's see that copy of the police report, Dave.
Here you are.
Thanks.
He's supposed to have been coming down the straightaway there and failed to see this turn. Miss Steve.
Yeah?
Isn't that what it says in the report?
Yeah. Due to intoxicated condition, they suppose he failed to see the turn.
Steve, what do you think of this break here in the fence? Does that look like it was hit by a car? No paint marks on the body. No rubber marks if the tire hit it.
Yeah, that does look kind of peculiar.
Seems to me if the car went through this at any speed at all, it would have splintered the wood and made some sort of mark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking, Steve?
Uh-huh. Somebody took an axe to it.
Doesn't it look that way to you?
It certainly is a possibility.
Look at how clean that break is.
Uh-huh. Let's ask Powell if we can take a piece of this fence back with us.
I think it'd be a smart idea.
Okay, let's go down there and look at the car.
What's left of it?
Yeah.
Watch your step.
Don't worry about me.
This was a put-up job. They certainly picked a good spot.
Yeah. I hear there have been plenty of accidents on this corner.
Oh. Well, there it is.
No wonder they couldn't identify the body right away.
The newspaper that said funeral pyre wasn't kidding. Well, let's look around and see what we can get out of there.
Agent Reynolds and I spent the rest of the day at the wreck. And just before we were ready to go, we found two of our most important pieces of evidence. a hatchet thrown into a clump of bushes halfway up to the embankment, and an empty gasoline can. We took the hatchet and the section of fence for comparison, and soon knew that the fence had been chopped, not hit by the car. As we began to develop our end of the case, the crime commission called new witnesses.
Hello.
Oh, Phil, it's me.
Yeah, I know, Dottie. Arnie's here. He just told me. You got a subpoena. Well, don't worry about it.
Phil, I'm scared. They're going to ask me a lot of questions. They're
Dottie, cut that out. You hear me?
I'm scared stiff, Phil.
Well, there's nothing to be scared about. Where are you now?
At the club. I'm supposed to be rehearsing.
All right, stay there. I'm coming out to see Sam and I'll talk to you.
Phil, it says on the summons I got to appear Monday morning.
All right. There's nothing to worry about. You understand?
Yes, Phil.
I'll be there in half an hour.
She's not taking it so good.
That's nothing. She'll get over it.
Sam says it's not safe letting her appear. He says maybe it's better to get rid of her.
Well, what are we going to do, knock off everybody in town?
All right. Don't get worked up.
Where are you going?
Out to the club. I'll see you out there.
Bonnie. Bonnie, don't you tell Sam she's scared. You understand?
I won't tell him. But I'll bet he find out somehow.
Bonnie.
Sam finds out everything. You know that, Phil. You can't hide anything from a guy like Sam, can you?
As soon as we had established that the fence at the scene of the wreck had been chopped with a hatchet, we began tracing it. Since a price sticker was still on the butt of the handle, the dealer was easily located. And furthermore, he had also sold the gasoline can. We were beginning to think we might be able to prove that the death of David Miller was not an accident.
Supposing I get the story mixed up.
You won't get it mixed up. Can't you get that through your thick skull?
Oh, please don't be sore at me.
Look, all you gotta tell
him... In the paper, Dave Miller was here at the club that night.
I know what it said, Dottie. Sure he was here, and he was drinking his head off.
I get so nervous when people ask me questions.
All right. You want to get set up for helping get rid of Miller?
No.
Give you 20 years for what you did, Dottie.
No, Phil, they couldn't.
Look, you gave the guy knockout drops, and somebody finished them off.
I didn't know, Phil. I didn't know what they were going
to
do.
Wouldn't look that way to the jury.
Now, look,
Dottie, you better pull yourself together if you know what's good for you.
All right, Dottie, let's get to work.
Go on, go to work. I'll come over to your place later. We'll talk.
I'm so scared, Phil. I don't know what to do.
Go on, go rehearse your number. I'll see you later.
I'll wait for you at home.
Yeah, you do that.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I talked to her.
What do you think?
I don't know, Sam.
What I think, they're going to make a monkey out of her on the stand.
Maybe not.
Phil, look, there are plenty of dolls around like Dottie. Why do you get yourself involved?
Who's involved?
Remember that Clayton? 6 months you fooled around with her, but something better came up, didn't it?
What are you working on, Sam?
I'm just saying $1 is the same as the other. One goes, you get another one. That's all.
Look, Sam, if I coach
her... She's too scared, Phil, believe me.
Yeah, I know she is.
You can see it yourself, can't you?
Uh-huh.
All she's got to do is make one slip, Phil, and we're through.
Yeah, I know. Sam, if I send her out to the coast, I've got a friend out there.
It wouldn't work. I've watched this girl. She isn't smart. She's a talker.
Well, isn't it risky, Sam, doing something right after she gets a subpoena?
Everything's risky. It's just got to look accidental, like Dave Miller.
Well, there ought to be some other way.
All right. What?
She's a good kid, Sam.
Okay, you want to get the chair because she's a good kid? Go ahead.
Then what are you going to do?
I haven't figured yet.
Hey, you don't expect me to do it.
Who else could I get?
Oh, now, Sam.
There's nobody in a better position to do something than you. It's a natural setup.
Now, what's the matter with Ronnie?
I like you, Phil. Let's not argue.
All right, Sam.
Now sit down and tell me what we're going to do.
Back to accidental death in just a moment. Friends, when you chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, that good, delicious chewing just naturally helps to keep your mouth clean, fresh, and sweet. The natural chewing action helps to clean your teeth. The lively, refreshing flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum sweetens your breath and gives your mouth a fresh, clean feeling. So you see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum gives you more than chewing enjoyment and satisfaction. It's good, and it's good for you. Remember, too, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a long-lasting treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum next time you're at the store. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions of people do. We'll be right back. Act three of tonight's story, Accidental Death.
A search of the charge accounts of the hardware dealer who had sold the hatchet and gasoline can revealed that these two items had been charged to a nearby roadhouse run by Sam Ricker. Two of Ricker's employees had been the purchasers and were known by sight to the dealer. Commissioner Powell recognized these men as Bill Sherman and Arnie Case, both with long criminal records.
And Sam says maybe it would be a good idea for you and me to get lost for a couple of months now.
Yeah, okay. Did you get those pills?
Yeah. I'm putting them in your pocket. Sam says you should leave the box on her bureau to make...
All right, I know.
I'm only telling you what Sam says. It's got to look like she took an overdose of the pills and knocked herself off on the car.
All right.
On account of her being scared to answer the subpoena.
Look, do you have to draw me a map?
Okay, but Sam
said... Just shut up about Sam.
What's the matter, Phil? You don't go for this, huh?
Where do you want to get off on, your place?
Yeah, that'll do. I don't blame you, Phil, but what are we going to do? We'll be in a spot.
Yeah, I know.
It's too bad. It's got to be Daddy.
Arnie, just dry up, will you? Just stop talking.
All right. You want to come to my place after you get through?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then we'll figure where we're going to go, huh?
Yeah.
Philly, maybe? Or you want to try Chicago?
You pick it.
Philly. Sam's got better connections there. Hey, this is me, right here.
No. Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
I know you were. Phil.
What?
You gotta remember, a girl like Dottie could put us all in a chair.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. You come back here, huh?
Yeah, I'll be back.
The pills are in your pocket.
Okay, Arnie, I know all about.
Are you Arnold Case?
Huh? Yeah, that's fine.
FBI Case. Let's go up to your room for a few minutes. We'd like to talk to you.
What's the matter, Phil? You haven't said a word since you got here.
Nothing's the matter, Dottie. I just don't feel like talking.
Aren't you going to tell me what I'm supposed to say on Monday?
Yeah, I guess so.
I got to know what to say, Phil. I can't think fast when people throw questions at me.
Yeah, I know. It's too bad you can't.
What do you mean?
Dottie, you still have to take those sleeping pills Doc Harvey gave you?
Once in a while when I get nervous, why?
How many did it take?
Two. You want one? I still got a couple in the box.
No, I don't need any.
They'd make you sleep real good, Phil, and you wouldn't be so nervous.
Who's nervous?
You are. Ever since you come in here tonight.
I am?
Yeah. Phil, why don't you lie down on the sofa and let me fix you a nice dream?
No, thanks.
You look so tired and jumpy.
No, Dottie.
All right, I just thought it would do you good.
I'm all right.
I get worried when you act like this, Phil.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe it's none of my business. I mean, I know I don't own you, but...
You worry? About me?
Sure I do.
You're stupid.
I guess I am.
Maybe I am, too. Dottie, you remember Maggie Connors out in California?
Yeah, sure.
Well, how would you like to...
Like to what?
No, not that stupid.
What are you talking about, Phil?
Nothing.
What about Maggie Connors?
Well, I was going to tell you to go out there and stay with her for a while.
You want me to?
No.
Well, then what
do you... Just forget it. Forget I mentioned it.
Okay, but if you want me to...
Make me the drink, Dottie. I think I could use one.
Sure, honey.
Well, you have one, too.
No, I don't want any. Just gives me an upset stomach when I'm nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Monday, I guess. Maybe I caught it from you. Here you are.
Thanks.
You don't want to lie down on the sofa?
No. Dottie?
Yeah?
Arnie got you another package of these pills from Doc Harvey.
How come? I didn't ask him to.
I know you didn't.
I can always use an extra box, but I didn't ask
you
to.
Yeah, Dottie. Where do you keep these pills?
The medicine chest.
And usually take them just before you go to bed?
Yeah, that's right, but I didn't ask
him. I know. Come here, Dottie.
Hmm?
Sit over here by me.
What for?
I want you to come over here, that's what for. Well,
I'm not in the mood.
Come on,
Phil.
Sit with me.
Oh, Phil, you're hurting
well,
me. I don't want to. Let go, Phil.
You hear me?
No.
That's better.
Phil, what's the matter, honey?
You're the matter. Never should have got mixed up with a stupid doll like you. Sam was right. There's always more where you come from. I don't have to waste any time with you. Who's that?
I don't know.
I'll find out who it is and chase him away.
Who is it?
This is a federal officer. Open up.
Cop, it's a cop. Phil.
All right. It's nothing to get worried about. I'll handle it. Okay, we're coming. Well, come in, gentlemen. Dottie, someone to see.
Is your name Phil Sherman?
That's right.
Phil, honey.
Wait a minute, Mac. What do you want with me?
You'll find out downtown, Sherman. Come along. I guess you'd better come too, miss. We have quite a few questions we want to ask you.
Phil?
Go ahead, Dottie. They're not going to hurt you.
All right. Can I take along my box of pills just in case I have to stay overnight?
Yeah, take along the pills, stupid.
Although Phil Sherman and Arnie Case refused to talk, Dottie Mayer quickly trapped herself in a maze of illogical lies. When she was shown our strong presumptive evidence of the murder of David Miller, she broke completely and revealed the whole scheme. Indictments were obtained against Sherman, Case, and Sam Ricker as a conspiracy. All three were tried, convicted, and sentenced to die for the crime. Dottie Mayer's lawyer convinced the jury that she had no intent to kill, and she was sentenced to 3 years. Our case is closed on accidental death.
Remember, friends, when you want a tasty treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor in a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, real taste enjoyment. And besides, you get satisfaction from the pleasant chewing. It gives you comfort, helps relieve tension, and helps to tide you over till mealtime. So do what millions do. Keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy and enjoy it every day. You can enjoy it as often as you want because you know it's good and good for you. Inexpensive, too. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Tonight's story, Larry Haynes played the part of Phil Sherman. Elspeth Eric was Dorothy Mayer. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, Stranglehold, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Chances are, if you've put 2,000 miles or more on your car, up to 15% of your power is trapped in the engine right this moment. Yet you can release this power by switching to Shell Premium Gasoline with TCP. Shell Premium, with as high an octane rating as other leading brands, has a more important feature.